Discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Bonjour. Welcome to French Your Way podcast. This is episode 79. And I'd like to start by a special bonjour to Helen. Helen, who emailed me recently. She's one of my subscribers and saying that she's learning French with her boyfriend. And she was looking for some tips on how to use the preposition. I'll pass on the prepositions, but also the pronouns properly, because it seems that her and her boyfriend are mixing them up and sometimes they don't use the right type of pronoun. So I thought it was a very interesting question because I had never tackled this topic before, not on my website and not in the podcast episode. So stay tuned for some upcoming episodes of French Your Way podcast, as I will make an episode from time to time about the pronouns. I have scheduled them, but I need to do that well ahead and batch episodes because, yeah, my life is quite busy and I need to just arrange my schedule around my baby, Lily, who is today out with her daddy visiting the grandparents, and it's raining, so I'm just using this opportunity to record a few episodes. And I usually try to, in French Your Way podcast, alternate episodes that are more grammar-oriented with some that are more vocab-oriented and with my tips and thoughts. So I will be coming. We'll just take a few weeks or a couple of months to go over it. Because I will go over the direct and indirect pronouns. The pronoun I, spelled Y, and the pronoun on. So there'll be three more episodes. Today, I'm going to talk about the difference or how to choose between using a subject pronoun like je or a stress pronoun like moi. And I know I often refer to this, but really read my article, which is called Introduction to French Grammar, What Type of Word Is This? I've put the link in the show notes because I do believe that a basic understanding of grammar is the key to choose the right type of pronoun. If I expand, a basic understanding of grammar will generally just help you choose the right type of word, as per my previous episode, which was on how to use your dictionary efficiently. Have a listen to French Your Way podcast number 78. So first, what's a pronoun? Pro means for, like if you're pro something, like pro-abortion, for example. First example on top of my mind means you are for it, like favorable to it. And noun for noun. So pronoun is a word that stands for a noun, that replaces a noun. Again, my daughter Lily, sometimes in my sentence she will be she, or sometimes it will be her, like she is so amazing and I love her. I'm always referring to Lily here. So the choice of word between she and her will be purely grammar based. The subject pronouns, they are probably the easiest ones. You already know, if you've done a little bit of French, just when you conjugate a verb, like for example, the verb manger, to eat, you will conjugate it as je mange, tu manges, il mange, etc. Well, these words, je, tu, il, and I'll give you the full list in a moment, they are the subject pronouns. They are the grammatical subject of your sentence because they are the one doing the action. So they are the subject of the verb. So which are they? Je, tu, for you. So je is I, tu, for you. Il, for he. Elle, for she. There is also on, so that means we or someone, somebody or people. I should make a podcast episode about on, by the way, so I'm taking note of that too. Nous for we, vous for you, plural or formal, and il, elle in the plural for they as a groups of so mixed people, or elle pluriel for just a group of girls, they. Again, je, tu, il, elle, on, nous, vous, il et elle are the subject pronouns, and they're just the ones that you put in front of the verb that you conjugate. Now, the stress pronouns that are associated to them are moi, toi, lui, elle, nous, vous again, and eux, corresponding to the il plural, and elle plural is also elle. So, moi, toi, lui, elle, nous, vous, eux, elle. And eux is like de without the D, so it's spelled A. E-U-X. I'll go over them again in some examples that are going to illustrate the different situations when you will use the stress pronouns. So, the first situation is when you use the word aussi, so to, or as well, or also, if you want to say me too, moi aussi, or toi aussi, or lui aussi, for him too, for example. So with the word aussi, you're going to use not a subject pronoun, but a stress pronoun. Same if you like return a question or inquire about someone. For example, je m'appelle Jessica, et toi? So my name is Jessica, and you? I don't say et tu, I would say et toi. So you need to use the stress pronoun there. Or if you want to inquire about, like, so this guy's name, you say et lui? And him? What about him? Et lui? Or if you're afraid you would be forgotten, say et moi? And so what about me? So again, a stress pronoun there. Yeah, so that's the second situation. So, third situation is after a preposition. So again, you need to know what a preposition is. It's a bit of grammar. After a preposition, it's always the stress pronoun, not the subject pronoun. So prepositions are these little words such as de, pour, avec, sans, chez, and all the like the locations, so devant, in front, derrière, behind, next to, à côté, etc., etc. So, for example, pour, c'est pour toi, it's for you. You will not say c'est pour tu. You need to use the stress pronoun. If I say, I'm going home, so I'm going to my place. Je vais chez moi, or chez toi, to your place, or chez lui, to his place. Stress pronoun. Yeah, so that's the third situation. So here I'm going to give you a full sentence, and then we're going to use pronouns. So if I say Marie et Jeanne parlent avec leurs amis. So Mary and Jeanne are talking with their friends. Marie and Jeanne, if I want to replace, use a pronoun instead of saying Marie and Jeanne, what kind of pronoun am I going to use? I'm going to use the subject pronoun because they are doing the action of talking. So they are talking. Elle, plural. Elle parle. And with their friends. With their friends. With is a preposition. So after a preposition, I'm going to use the stress pronouns. The stress pronouns. So they are talking with them. Elle parle avec eux. Elle, subject pronoun. And parle avec eux, stress pronoun, after a preposition. Second example, if I say... le bébé est assis sur son papa. So the baby is sitting on his dad, on his dad's lap. Le bébé is the subject of the verb is sitting. So you will use a subject pronoun, which will be, again, between je, tu, il, elle, on, nous, vous, il, elle. Le bébé is il. Even if it's a girl, by the way, you don't say la bébé. Bébé is always masculine. It's le bébé. All right. So le bébé, il il. He's sitting on his dad. So he's sitting on him. He's sitting on him. You're going to have to use a stress pronoun because of the preposition on. So stress pronoun corresponding to the dad would be lui. Le bébé est assis sur son papa. Il est assis sur lui. The fourth situation when you're going to use a stress pronoun. Well, stress means that you want to underline or emphasize something, right? So if you say, je suis française et vous êtes anglais. That's very neutral. So I am French and you are English. Je suis française. Je is the subject pronoun. Et vous êtes anglais. Vous being, again, the subject pronoun. It's neutral. If I want to emphasize, to stress, to underline the difference between you and I would say, moi, je suis française. Et vous, vous êtes anglais. If I try to translate, it would be me, I am French, and you are English, meaning we don't understand each other, or we live in two completely different worlds, or I don't know, the meaning can be conveyed by the intonation or the context, so it's not necessarily pejorative or having negative connotation. In my example, it can seem a little bit pedantic, but it can also mean, so that's why I didn't understand what you say, because moi, je suis française, I'm not like you, I don't understand the conversation, please slow down. It depends. Another example is if I mix some names, I just meet two people at a party and or more, and I just mix the names and I call somebody Jean when their name is Pierre. So maybe they will say, moi, c'est Pierre. Lui, c'est Jean. Or even, Pierre, c'est moi. Jean, c'est lui. So this pronouns, they could totally, like, they are totally optional. They're just there to create a bigger contrast. You can remove them and the sentence, the meaning of the sentence is not getting affected at all. So to summarize, you can use the subject pronoun, the stress pronoun before aussi, or if you return a question or inquire about somebody else when you say et, so et toi, et lui, after a preposition, or to emphasize a difference. I invite you to write your own example in the comment section if you want to practice, because I can have a look at them and give you my feedback. You can head to the show notes in the French Away, so it's French Away podcast episode 79 at the address www.frenchaway.com.au/podcast79. So yeah, write your own sentence, and next time we'll do the indirect and direct pronoun. Thanks a lot, and see you in the next episode of French Away podcast.